Good afternoon. I'm an addict. My name's Steve. I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank Third Coast for voluntolding me that I will be talking about Step 10. No one asked me anything. Simply the topic was announced and the date and time was announced. It's like, oh, okay, I'll do that. I would start out with Step 10 reads, continue to take a personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. And there are several interesting things about Step 10 in the literature. In one place, it points out that the more time I spend taking that inventory, the more frequently I take that inventory, the less often I have to do the remedial aspects, the less often I have to make amends. For me, part of that is because the more that I think about my inventory during the day, the less likely I am to act in a way where later on I'm going to have to make an amends. I'm not perfect about that. I still have to make some amends from time to time. One of the things that was mentioned earlier by another speaker is that in Step 10 we clear up the wreckage of the present. Because we work the steps in order, and so in 4 and 5 we got to clear up some wreckage from the past. And then after that, a lot of people are asking, wide-eyed and innocent, and they sincerely mean this, well, I already took a 4th step, why do I have to take a 10th step now? I'm all good, right? And the answer is no, probably not. And certainly not in my case. When I got clean, we didn't have really any of the literature, didn't have the basic text, the step working guide. It works how and why. None of the newer literature. And so we did it the wrong way, right? We did it the old school NA way, which was not all that different from the old school AA way, which makes NA Nazis today incredibly uncomfortable when they hear that shit. And that's okay. I'm okay with making NA Nazis uncomfortable. Basically, the way it was explained to me at the time is that we work steps 1 through 9 kind of learning how to crawl. And then 10, 11, and 12 were the maintenance steps. In 1 through 9, we pretty much identify the problem, identify the solution, clean up the wreckage, and now 10, 11, and 12 is to prevent us from, you know, making more wreckage, right? Or at least limit the damage from that wreckage. And when the step working guide and It Works How and Why came out, in 92, it became real popular. Oh, well, I'm working the steps again. Oh, well, I'm working the steps again. Oh, well, I'm going through the steps again. And I'm sitting here like, I've been working step 10 for years. I never stopped working a step. From It Works How and Why, in the 10th step, we use all the principles and actions we learned in the previous steps, applying them to our lives on a consistent basis. Well, you know what? I go back and I do steps 1 through 9 in the step working guide using our literature, not because I need to work steps 1 through 9. I work steps 1 through 9 in our literature so that I can work step 10 correctly. All right? And here's the point. In step one, we admitted we're powerless over our addiction, that our lives have become unmanageable. Duh. You know? And I understand that for newcomers, yeah, there's, you know, apparently there's things called reservations. Mm. I don't know what they are. By the time I got here, I didn't have any reservations left. Right? Probably because in addition to being obsessive and compulsive, I'm also a perfectionist. And so I had done a bucket list of every substance known to man that I could get my hands on, and every combination, in every ratio, in every percentage, with every possible variation. I had proven to myself drugs really were not a good idea for me anymore. In the beginning, yeah, I was a social user. That lasted about 3 months in my case. And after that, I was off to the races. I used from the age of 15 to the age of 22. The last, like, 5-6 years, I'm trying to stop. And I couldn't. By the time I realized that maybe I should try to modify my using, it was far too late. By the time the idea came around of, well, maybe I should only use on weekends or something, it was too late. I only used on days that ended in Y. You know? In order to use all the principles and the actions from steps 1 through 9, I need to go back and look at 1 through 9. And I need to take a sincere, honest look at it. Right? I got to tell you, a lot of the questions on those steps for me today are a yes, no answer. Right? If they said, have you, you know, done such and such? I went to my sponsor and I said, do they mean, have I ever? Well, of course I did. That's how I got in these rooms. I did exactly all of that shit in that step. That's why I'm here. And my sponsor said, yeah, yeah, but Steve, look, have you done it lately? You know, because he didn't really want to hear my life story every time we go through the steps. I don't know why. Apparently I'm repetitive. I can be boring. Like now, you know, could be. So, a lot of the questions are answered with a yes or no. Right? I'm not working step one again. Once I came to the realization that, and I had to work step one backwards, I couldn't admit that I was powerless, but I got to the point I could no longer deny that my life was unmanageable. There was some unmanageable shit going on in my life. I was getting consequences that were not normal. You know? They were normal for the people I hung with, but they were not normal for the rest of the population, right? Step two, you know, come to believe that a power greater than myself could restore us to sanity, or could restore me to sanity? Yeah. Again, duh. You know? And the duh was, here you are. Your butts are in the seats. You're clean today. There's obviously a power greater than me working in your life. And if I can't figure out what it is, being a good little dope fiend, I'm going to steal your idea. And I'm going to adjust it. I'm going to tweak it until it fits me. Mm-hmm. Huh? Except I didn't have to steal it, because you guys were giving it away for free anyway. So I could borrow it. And over the years, my understanding changes. Huh? Everything changes. Step three. I'm not reworking step three. Why? I got perfect results the first time. Made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God, as I understand Him. I did that once. Every day since then, I renew that commitment. Right? Because I used to sit there, Oh, Laverne, I'm sorry. I won't do that again. 5 minutes later. Oh, Laverne, I'm sorry. I won't do that again. 5 minutes later. Oh, Laverne, I'm sorry. When I see people sitting there like, oh, well, I made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God again. No. No, I made a decision. It doesn't say a decision every goddamn day. It says a decision. I made a decision. Now, am I going to be honest to it? Am I going to act with integrity? If I made that decision, if I made a decision, now, can I make my actions match my words? Right. 4 and 5 were crucial to be able to work 10. 6 and 7 were crucial to be able to work step 10. 8 and 9 are crucial to be able to work step 10. And I'm glad for all the speakers who spoke on all the previous steps, because I have to take all of those ideas and more and figure out how to apply them in my life on a daily basis. And maybe more than once a day. Okay? Now, a couple of things. 1, I've never done it perfectly. 2, I'm still working on it. 3, I don't have any hope I'm ever going to do it perfectly. So 4, I'm still doing it. I continue to do the work. I'm going to close with this idea. Like I said before, somebody mentioned this is where we clean up the wreckage of our present, right? That's reasonably accurate, but not 100% true in my case. If you've ever been to Hawaii, and you've been to the memorial for the USS Arizona, you used to be able to walk out on this floating catamaran, whatever the fuck thing it was, over the top of this sunk battleship. And there was a spot where there was a fuel bunker in the Arizona that had been full when the ship sank, right? And at least up until the 90s, 50 years later, there's a drop of oil that comes up out of this bunker about every 6 or 7 seconds, comes up, hits the surface, and spreads out. And the wave action takes it away. And then a drop of oil comes up, hits the surface, spreads out, and the wave action takes it away. That is my memory. Apparently I did too many drugs when I was a kid. I sank my memory. So, once in a while, for the first 20 or 30 years or so, a memory would float up, just like that drop of oil out of the USS Arizona. And it's not something that, ooh, I knew about it, but I'm going to repress, I'm going to deny, I'm going to lie about it. It's just something that I'm sitting here, and my head is conveniently short-circuited, and I didn't remember until all of a sudden a similar event in one of your lives triggered it, and I said, oh my God, that's right! Ah! Right? So sometimes in step 10, I get to continue to clear up some of the wreckage from the past also. Alright? The reason I continue working the other steps in order to work step 10 right is because if I don't, I'm basically making a statement that I have worked the first 9 steps so perfectly, there is no room for improvement. That's not my story. Nothing I've done has been that perfect. So I keep on working steps. I like step 10. I like to do it on a regular basis. Still room for progress. One of the things I've been working on is I keep on thinking that I know something that's important, and I keep on forgetting to tell myself to shut up. I passed the point where I was going to shut up about 3 minutes ago. So I'm sorry about the last 3 minutes of blather. Thank you very much for letting me share my past.